We are learning Maseches Bamatzia Daf Pei Dalid Amud Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the top, end of a line. Ki Avamikli, we just discussed Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who had a story with he was capturing Ganovim, and the Chacham had some tainas on him. And Lamaisa, he turned out he was right, and he said, "You see, I know what I'm talking about. Even my sfeikas are like this." And he wanted to make sure, so they cut open his stomach to see if his fat would spoil in the sun. Lamaisa didn't. But we see from here that he was a very large person. So we want to discuss a little bit about different Amoraim or Tanoim who are very big. When Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Hadi Adadi, when Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon would talk to each other, face each other, their stomachs are so big, have an aisle bikra de turi benayu. A pair of oxen could go under them, under those two stomachs. That's how big their stomach was. There was a lot of room to go under. It was like an overpass. They went under it. That's how big they were. And they didn't touch them. Amalahu, another thing about how large they were, Amalahu maternusa, b'neichem eina shalachem. Your children aren't yours. So your children aren't yours because how is it possible to get near your wives to have children if the stomachs are so big? That's what this Goyish lady told them. Amru la, so they answered her, Shalahem golem shlonu, their stomachs even bigger than ours. So also it should be even harder to do. And they were trying to say, look, and you know they're having children, so obviously it's the same thing as for us. So she said back, Koshkin, it's even more shver. I still have a question. So they answered her again. Some say they said, like Rashi says, Ever Tashmish is big as they are. The Ahava pushes the basar and it's no problem. So Gemara asked, why did they have to even answer her? But Chassid says in the pasuk, "Al ta'an kasil kivalta." You don't have to answer a fool like with his foolish questions. You don't have to answer it. So Gemara answers, "Lo hoytzi lies on b'neim." They don't want to hoytzi lies on their children. Therefore, they answer the question. Om Rabbi Yechon, a vore de Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, kechamas bas teisha kaven. What? Excuse me.
Huh?
What? You had a question?
Yeah. What's the reason for this Gemara? What's Gemara like trying to teach us there?
It's a good question. So look at top Tosfos. So Amar Rav Yechon, we'll speak it in a second. If you want to look at it before me, it's fine. Amar Rav Yechon, Evarei de Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi, Kechamas Bas Teisha Kaven. That Evarei Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi was the size of a canteen that's 9 Kaven. Pashas means the Evarei Tashmish. Amar Papa, Evarei de Rav Yechon, Kechamas Bas Chamish Kaven. Rav Yechon's Evarei was the size of a canteen that held 5 Kaven. Amar Rav Shmuel Rav Kaven, something like 3 Kaven. There are papa gufei ki dekuri de harpanoi, like these baskets from harpanoi. Zok the top toisvus elu dvarim nichtavu shalahoitzi laz of neodam shem kach. All this stuff was written for the people who are very very large. You shouldn't have tainas that they had to have children because we see here a few different shatim how either because the ava is very very big if they're big or because have the chekas sabasa. So that's the two shatim as he says we speak it out. So we see how important shalahoitzi laz al b'neim. Now, the Rebbeinu Peretz and other Rishonim have different pshatim in the word Evarei, and they say not like the pshatis. Zok the Rebbeinu Peretz, Dvarim, either pshat is Dvarim Kei, Lenichtvo, Shlohis Laz, Abnab, Ne Adam Shem Kein, that's the Rebbeinu Peretz one pshat. V'oy Desfarshim, Devarei, Roslem HaChilosai. Evarei means a whole different thing, just tell how much they ate. That's what it means. The Rebbeinu Peretz is not a pshat, nothing to do with the Evar. Tashmish has to do with how much they ate. We're not talking about that, we're just talking about how much they ate. That's the Rebbeinu Peretz learns, the other Rishonim learn Evarei means the muscles or the thigh. There are different shatim that they say to make it a little bit more geshmak the Gemara to say over. But the Ma'aseh al-Kaparim, the pashtus is like this, like Tosfos says. Om Rav Yechon, Ano Ashtairi Mashpiru Yerushalayim. I am left over from the beautiful people of Yerushalayim. And Gemara says, so Rav Yechon was saying about himself that he was beautiful. Hayman the boy mechze shufrei de Rav Yechon. Someone wants to see the beauty of Rav Yechon. And they see kosa the kaspa. You should bring a silver becher, me beisalki, right when it comes out of the fire. Rashi says, "Beis Uman shul tzav mari lahav esh." It came right from the Uman who makes these cups, and they're very, very beautiful and very silver. You should fill it up with these seeds from a red pomegranate. And surround it with a rose, a red rose, lepume, around the mouth of the cup. And place the cup in between the sun and the shade. That shine is me'ain the shine of Rabbi Yechanan. So we're saying Rabbi Yechanan was so beautiful. The beauty of Kana was me'ain the shufra ravo. Shufra ravo me'ain shufra Yaakov Avinu. And the shufra ravo was me'ain shufra Yaakov Avinu. Shufra Yaakov Avinu me'ain shufra Adam Rishon. We know Adam Rishon was the most beautiful person, most perfect person ever created. Hashem created the first person. We know the Ramban already says that's why they were so tall. The closer you are to my Sebereshus, the closer perfect human you are. And the Gemara skips out Rabbi Yechanan. It goes from Rav Kana to Rav Avo to Yaakov Avinu to Adam Rishon. Vila Rabbi Yechanan like a chashuv light. Doesn't mention Rabbi Yechanan. So more answers. Shani Rabbi Yechanan the hadras ponim loyhavila. He didn't have a beard. He couldn't grow a beard well, and therefore it's not the same beauty. It's not the same beauty as these people who had a beard as well, because a beard is considered a hadras ponim. Now Agav Tosfos speaks out that Rabbi Yechanan says I'm left over from the Shapir Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan was after the Churban Abai. So Abadi wasn't Shapir Yerushalayim, was B'shas the Beis HaMikdosh. He just said that, Tosfos says, it just means he's from that Mishpacha. And Tosfos brings down that, you know, probably Moshe was Bali Moshe. How did this come in? We just talked about people who were, the Amoraim, who were very large. What does it do with the Shufrei? So Zok Tosfos, since the Gemara mentioned that they were Mishuna in one thing, so they said Mishuna this in Yaifi also. And now once you mention Rabbi Yechanan, I'm going to go into a story of Rabbi Yechanan, a very famous story. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan v'ozol v'yosav shari tefila. First thing Gemara says about Rabbi Yechanan, that he was very beautiful, like we just said. He used to sit on the shari tefila. He used to sit near the mokum where the ladies were tefila. When they came out, they saw him first. And therefore, they had children like him. Omar, kisalkum b'nai shom tefilas mitzvah lefogibi, let him bang into me. Ke'echad lahavu luhu b'nai shapiri, they should have beautiful children, kavasi like me. And gemira raisa kavasi, and they can learn Torah like me. And Tosfos speaks out, that it says in Avi Psochem, someone who bangs into a lady, that when it comes out tefilas mitzvah, it's a ruach zenunim, it's about not a good thing at all. So Tosfos says, the second shot he says, that's only if you're pegeah, b'shas, when they come out aruma minahar, or the first shot is dafka, if it's a bang into a chance encounter, but stam, if he sits there always, then it's fine. Akaponim, he sat there that the ladies should see him, and therefore have children like him. Omer b'yechadon, loy mistafi mar ma'ayin abishin, not worried about ayin rahara. Everyone sees you and says, oh, how beautiful you are, not worried about ayin rahara. I'm from the children of Yosef, where there's no ayin hara on the children of Yosef. The chassid says in the pasuk, ben paris Yosef, ben paris ali ayin. The pasuk says that a lashon of ali ayin, of aravo, altikir ali ayin, ela ul oile ayin. It's above the eye. Yosef's chain is above the eye, and therefore there's no ayin hara shalot by Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, Rechina Mahacha, v'yidgul rabbi kerv aretz, we're saying we compared. Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to Yosef that his children should be like, should multiply like fish, and my dogim should be yom mechasim. The fish is covered by water. Ain ayin shleitz b'ham. The ayin is not shelt by the map. Zarish Yosef ain ayin shleitz b'ham. Zarish Yosef also the ayin is not shleitz b'ham. There's no ayin hara. Yom mechad av kasochi. Now the Gemara says like this. Yom mechad av kasochi rechem yardana. Rav Yechanan was bathing in the Yarden. Chazir Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish saw him, and the Mepharshim say that Rish Lakish thought she was a woman, that he was a woman because he didn't have a beard. So Chazir Rish Lakish, it was very beautiful. Chazir Rish Lakish, Veshava Yardana Basrei, and he jumped into the Yarden after him. At that time, Rish Lakish was a robber, and he was not a very good yid. And he jumped after him. Your koyach should be used. You could jump so far into the yard, and your koyach should be used for the Torah. So he answered back to him, "Shufra chanashi, your beauty is for ladies." Amalei, he had ruchbach. So Yechon heard. He said, "You know what? He had ruchbach. He will see the shapir minay. If you do tshuva, I will give you my sister, who is even nicer than me." She probably not Kabbalah, who's with Kabbal, the Ola Torah, Boilim had, he wanted to jump out of the Yarden, lest you mind to get his clothing, Limotzi Hader. He could not get out anymore because he already committed to the Torah, he already lost his kayach. We know the Torah meant to shesh his kayach, shel Adam, and weak as a person. Akre, he learned Vasnei, and he went to Gemara and Mishnayis, Vashavye, Gavaraba, became a big gadol. One time they were arguing in the Beis Medrash about the following halacha in Masechtas Kalim. If when something that's a weapon or a sword is mekabel tuma, so it said a sayif, a sword, a sack, and a knife, a pigyon is a type of two-sided knife, a reimach, a spear, is a sickle. Meim is that mekabel tuma? When is it mekabel tuma? Shas gemar melachtom. When it's a finished product. What's called Gemar Malachtam? It's a Gemar Malachtam. Yechidam Hashir Tzarf Mekivshon. When you put it into a kiln, into a fire, and it gets ready. Rosh Lakishom, no, Mashiach Gemar. Afterwards, you have to put it into water, and that finishes it off. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yechon Torah Rosh Lakish, oh, let's double this to Yada. You know, the robber knows his craft, which you know when these tools are finished. Amalei, so he was insulted, Rosh Lakish. He says, honestly, honestly, he meant to say is that it's Loshon Oino, that why are you insulting me? Hosom Rabbi Karuli, there by the robbers that call me a Rabbi. Hosom Rabbi Karuli, now they call me a Rabbi. So what would I get? What did I gain from here? Omo Lei, so Rabbi Yechon said, I'll tell you what you gained. Anoyi Lecho, da Krevenech, Tachas Kampi Yashchina. You know what you gained? And now you're a Rabbi for Torah, for Kampi Yashchina. So that was the argument, and each got insulted. Rosh Lakish was insulted because he said this line, "Lestavos or Yada," and Rabbi Yechon got insulted because you said you didn't gain from nothing. Now I just want to speak out that Tosfos has a diak in this Gemara. It says that when Rosh Lakish jumped into the water, Rabbi Yechon said, "If you're chayzer, if you do tshuva, then I will give you my sister." So Zok Tosfos, the kind of bring a time there. Rosh Lakish metchila Yada Harber. Rosh Lakish wasn't didn't start off being Amaretz. He first knew a lot. El Shaparak Oyla Torah V'Nasa Amaretz V'Osak V'Listia. This is how he says, Midikama Yehadrusbach, Mash Maliyah is Kibatchilov, Loy Sifrag El Torah Malecha. V'Koma Nami, Maya Hanesli, Hosom Karli Rebbe, Klem Mikar Nami Avakarli Rebbe, El Shachachti. But Rashi learns that Rebbe means the Rabban Shalistin, like we touched. But then Torah doesn't like that Pshat so much. So the Mechlek is what it means exactly that before they called me a Rebbe, now they call me a Rebbe. But upon them, we have here that Rabbi Yechon Rosh Lakish has a little argument. So Cholosh died to Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon was a little upset that Rabbi Yechon was saying you didn't gain anything. And Cholosh Rosh Lakish, because of that, Rosh Lakish got sick because Rabbi Yechon had a tain on him. Asoy achsei kabachya. So Rabbi Yechon's sister came crying because her husband. And looks like because now he's very sick. He's deathly sick. Omrelei, so the sister told Rabbi Yechon, why are you meichel him? I say b'shul b'ni, because of my children. Amalah, Ozva, the pasuk says, that Ozva yisoyim mecha ani achaya. That, you know, Hashem will take care of the yisoyim. So he said, I say b'shul amunasi, do because of the amana. Amalah, the pasuk says, end of that pasuk, v'amunasecha, alai tiftachu. The amana is, will rely on me. And taka kachava, noch nafshei, der b'shim lakash. Shim lakash taka died. Now, why wasn't he meichel taka? So Chaim Shulavit says there's a big yisoid that the Klal Yisrael needs rabbeim and needs gedolim. And if someone does not listen or insults gedolim, that is starting off with the whole fabric of Klal Yisrael. And you can't be meichel on that. It brings a whole mashal. And one of his examples are by Nadav Avihu as well. The Omar Lach Fei Rabbi, why couldn't the rabbi meichel? Teretz says, no, you can't. It's not one of the things you can be meichel. And Maisa Rav Shlokas died. Rabbi Yechon was very, very upset. He needed Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish was one who helped him in his learning. Who could we send instead of Rosh Lakish? So he said, Nezel of Lazar ben Bedos. Send Lazar ben Bedos, Mechadim Shmaitzik, that Shmaitz is very sharp. Also, Yosef Kamei, he said for Rabbi Yechon, he brought him a brisa that's a riot to him. Omar, so Rabbi Yechon said, "At kevar lekisha, you think you're like Rosh Lakish? Bar lekisha, kavamina milsav. I'm actually esmer abba kashaisa. When I said something, he asked 24 kashas. So b'fkinu la esmer abba peruke, and he answered 24 terutzim. Who made the ref kashmaitza by itself? The shmaitza got bigger and more klar. V'at am mitanim say, 'Look, otolidan shapik kavina. Don't I know I'm saying good? Of course I know I'm saying good. was going around ripping his clothing with kabachi and crying. Where are you, Rish Lakish? And he was screaming at the shof until he lost his das. So Rabbanon davened and he taka died. So they asked, why didn't he daven that it should get better? Because he would have got one gone crazy again. Because he needed Rish Lakish. Without Rish Lakish, he couldn't live. He needed his chavrusa, his Talmud Rish Lakish, who helped him make the Shmaitzah better.